According to a study by the Outdoor Foundation, the number of people using stand-up paddle boards for recreation is increasing. In 2010, the group reported 1.1 million people using the boards, compared to 2014 when 2.8 million people say they used the stand-up water equipment. Throughout the country, groups like Susan G. Komen's Foundation, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and the Hamptons Paddle and Party for Pink are using the floating devices to raise money and awareness. The fundraising trend reached northern Utah this past weekend at Logan's First Dam, where participants of the Stokes Nature Center Paddleboard Jousting Tournament paid to compete for the title of Top Jouster. Pinkie Pie, pirates, unicorns, and other medieval characters picked up paddles and began poking their opponents.
And there's something that's pretty magical about it. You get to just like almost float on the water while you're standing up. It's an easy sport. You don't have to be like that athletic to do it. You don't have to be like that capable. And like you can actually accomplish something that feels really good. So it's like a really nice beginner sport, I think, for like the outdoor rec scene. And so you can do it individually, which is nice, but you can also do it with others, so it's kind of nice that way.
Jennifer Hamilton is director of the Stokes Nature Center, which sponsored the event. This is not the first time one of the competitors, the one dressed up as Pinkie Pie, has used a paddleboard to do something unique.
I actually did it for my wedding, camped out at a campground, and then we just paddleboard in.
Josh Brundage runs an outdoor recreation business out of Cache Valley.
It's really fun. It's something you can do with the whole family. Fit up to 8 or 9 people on some of them, and so it's a good way to spend the day. You can lay down on them. It's a little bit nicer than a kayak. You don't have to be sitting up on it the whole time. You can lay down, relax, eat lunch. It's really fun. Yeah, we really love paddleboarding.
Organizers of the Nature Center's first ever paddleboard jousting tournament say around 30 participants joined in for what they hope is the first of many fundraising events held on the popular paddleboard as an alternative to running and biking in support of a cause. With Utah Public Radio, this is Alyssa Robinson.